Okay, so Shlishi Avirei is all about Avodah Zarah. It has the topics in the order of the Navi Avodah Zarah, and the Navi Sheker, then the Mesis, and then, of course, the Yeran Nidachas. And it's introduced by the idea of Hisham Melacha Pentinake Shachareim B'machokes Targum. Targum says Titako, which is Lashon Mokesh. Rashi disagrees. He says the Nun indicates that there's a different etymology here. Penti tarif achareyam lios karach achar maaseyam. And the Ramban expands on that idea that we shouldn't, you know, sort of develop a fascination any kind of an affection, you know, for those particular avodos and say, oh, what was wrong with them is that, you know, they did them for, you know, Eitz Va'Evan, but we should do these things for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. On the contrary, you know, the Ramban says these are intrinsically offensive behaviors, and the apotheosis of that is the idea of molech. As the Torah says, ki gam es b'nehem es b'nosehem yisrifu v'esh le'lo'ehem, right? And the famous Rashi here, Rashi expands on this based on the Sifrei, gam le'rabu sesav oseyem v'moseyem am Rabbi Kiva ni ra'isi ovei kochavim shekafso la'aviv lefnei kalbo ve'achalo, right? An additional level of cruelty, right, literally to one's own mother and father, about whom the Torah says, "Kavedes avicha v'asimecha." It's a chamura mina chamuros. So he shamer lacha pentinakesha achareihem. Leshitas Rashi, leshitas Haramban, contra the Targum, is to say, "Oh, you know that these are, you know, wonderful things to do, but we should do them, you know, l'shem Hashem Elokecha." So on the contrary, right, they're incredibly offensive, and kichol to avas Hashem asher sanei asu lelohehem, that avodah zarah isn't only objectionable because it's sort of like the wrong target, but the, you know, basic practices of paganism was a culture which was entirely repulsive and repugnant. Kichol so avas Hashem asher sanei asu lelohehem kigamis b'nehem v'espinosehem yisrefu v'esh lelohehem. And I think once you understand that approach, the next pasuk becomes like profoundly meaningful. Eis kol adavar shenochi mitzav eschem ososish mulasos lo sosef alav velo sigra mimenu. So the Torah comes back and reiterates the warning that we had much earlier on in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Veschanan, of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. The Chizkuni is mayor just in general. He says Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra is always in the context of Avodah Zarah. So sort of building off that heara that the Chizkuni has, you know, it's really, I think, a critical thing, because after, you know, as the Ramban comes along and explains the previous psukim, that, you know, you might think that, you know, the only problem with Avodah Zarah was that it was directed towards Eitz Va'Evan, it was directed towards Baal or Pa'or or Chamosh, or whatever it was, but had I only directed towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that would have been just fine. So the Torah comes back and says that, you know, on the contrary, we serve Hashem the way that He demands that we serve Him, and not one iota more, and not one iota less. Is kol adavar asher nochem etzavchem mososish mula sos lo sosef alav lo sigra mimenu, because the path towards avodah zarah is a very steep one indeed. And what I mean by that is, you know, once a person starts to sort of, you know, nip around the edges and say, okay, so I'll do it a little bit this way, I'll do it a little bit that way, so what inexorably results is avodah zarah, in the sense that even if you keep Hashem in mind, you end up serving Hashem in a way that's foreign, you know, to Hashem. Eish zarah asher lo tzivo sam. It's a nadav and aviv phenomenon. It's saying, okay, I'm going to, you know, dictate and determine what avodas Hashem ought to look like, and I'll serve Hashem the way that He demands to be served, the way I wish to serve Him. And so after warning against Avodah Zarah in general, your Torah is Yore the Sof HaInyan and says, yeah, on the contrary, you know, we're not, you know, ad-libbing here, but we serve Hashem as Mitzuvin, exactly the way that He wants to be served. Now, this doesn't mean that a Kohen is the same as a Levi, is the same as Yisrael, and it certainly doesn't mean that there's no room for personal differentiation, and all those things remain true. But the Torah, you know, again, it's a remarkable thing. Right next to Avodah Zarah tells us Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, because once you start, even if you say, you know, Chamesh, you know, Parshas B'Tfilin, I can't help but think that, you know, my Tfilin will be enhanced if I stick Vayomer in. Why not? You know, it has already Shema Vayam Shemo, and I know it's Kadesh and Vayaki Yivyacha, but why can't I have Vayomer? Zechiras Kol Mitzvos. What could be more meaningful than that? Once we start to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our terms, then it becomes a kind of Avodah Zarah, right? It becomes Eish Zarah, Tzer Lo Tzivah Osam, it becomes the blurring of who exactly is the mitzvah and who's the mitzvah. So we need to have that very critically reinforced for us. And so yes, it's true that there's such a notion as a tefilas nedava, and there's such an idea as a karban nedava, and there's certain parameters that we've been given, and even when it comes to things like nizira, sishki, afilin, or neder nazir, right? And as the Rambam explains in that context, if it's really l'shem shamayim, l'hazir l'Hashem, then we can accept all of these things. It doesn't mean that there's no gray area in life, but what it means is that we have to be exceptionally careful that our fundamental orientation as avdei Hashem is to receive tzivuyim, and not in any sense to try to ad lib es kol davar asher anochem mitzav chaschem ososish merula asos lo sosef olav lo sigra mimenu, because that ultimately in this aliyah, which is all about avodah zarah, the only guardrail against avodah zarah is a mentality of kala kivachamura, as Rashi says here, es kol davar kala kivachamura. We need to be exceptionally careful about trying to serve Hashem on our terms as opposed to serving Hashem on the terms that He demands to be served on.